At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They are in Rockford, Michigan, and a fantastic place to get a brand new golf cart. Maybe an Easy Go is in your future. Perhaps a Yamaha golf cart. Snowmobile, go-kart. Oh, my God. If I had a go-kart when I was a kid. Side-by-sides, ATVs, UTVs, e-bikes, scooters, you name it. If it moves you and you have fun, they have it at Impact Power Sports. They're in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Fantastic family-run business. Rest in peace to my old mouse. Look, say it, do it. Yesterday on this show, you know, people were giving me a hard time because there was something wrong with the old one, and it would make the noise repeatedly of when you plug in and unplug a USB. So last week I narrowed down that this was the problem in this zone right here. So the plan was to go get a new one. And I wasn't left with a choice because I was messing with this thing enough that I actually made it so it doesn't work at all. So that's that. It's gone. We are in business. I like to use the corded mouse. So I always buy a corded one. Most people use like a wireless one, but I have one of those. But I hated it because it always seemed like there was some degree of lag. Or it would, like, crap out at the worst time. So I said, I want it hardwired into the PC. You can get these things for $9. My God. All right, there's your little tech tidbit with your old pal, Easy. We have a new person here, and that is Jason Terry. And he had, that was his question. How did you not have a wireless mouse? Yeah, I don't care for them because of the reason that I just talked about. It's annoying. And Jason says, noob alert. So I'm assuming you're referring to yourself being new on Twitch, right? Am I getting this right? I mean, because you said noob alert. All right. So were you talking about yourself? Or me. Okay, now I got it. This is all fucked up. He's not a noob. He's saying I was the noob because of the fucked up start to my show where the music started and then it stopped and then it started. And sorry. I might be running a little bit like on fumes today based on what we've witnessed in the first handful of minutes of this show, frankly. Tyler says a wireless mouse has to have a battery, and that's an extra pain in the ass. Bob asks me if I'm running a trackball, too. Those were the type of device that it had that little ball on it. You had to have a special mouse pad, and then dirt would get on it and get all fucked up. No, I got an actual laser, so shut up. J-Dog, that would be Jason, says that new camera is insane. Like, I can see your nose hairs. Oh, no. Don't tell me that. Okay? I'm very sensitive to that sort of stuff. Like, Can you really? Now I got to like push him back in. Please tell me you're kidding. Yeah, the camera is fantastic. It's like $150. It's not bad at all. I got it for Christmas. Okay. Off and running. Now, we have a lot to get to today on this show. And Amanda says, no, you got that sexy Armenian nose. Well, thank you. You're very sweet. By the way, I hope you're doing okay, Amanda. She was a little bit disappointed in herself yesterday by only having a weight loss of 1.6 pounds. But remember, you're still down 15 in 5 weeks. Average of 3, about. That's where Jeremy is averaging right now, who's been at it for almost 25 weeks. So just keep at it. You're doing great. Next Monday, you could very well be below 300. And I know to some of you folks, like, oh, my God, 300, how the fuck? Yeah, you know, I mean, it happens. Not everybody is in the best shape. The point is, she is grinding. And now, several weeks into this fucking adventure, and I haven't... Okay, this is all based on just me talking about you. It's amazing what can happen to a person when all you do is, you know, encourage them. Like all of these folks, 4 people, 3 ladies, 1 dude, to be just me talking about it. I'm not telling them what to do. I'm not telling them, yeah, you got to go walk for this amount of time. You got to eat this food. You got to do that. They're doing it all on their own, and all I'm doing is encouraging them to keep it up, you know. And when they do well, I'm like, oh, that's fucking fantastic. And when sometimes they'll fuck it all up and they have a bad week, and then usually it's accompanied by a list of excuses. And I usually just say, yeah, you know, it wasn't this, it wasn't that. It was just you decided not to do it. And more often than not, they do it. Jeremy, who's one of these sweet souls who's dropping tons of weight via hard work and making appropriate choices on what the person is eating. That's it. No pills, no medicine. Time plus effort equals success. Easy. Boom. Jeremy says, I had a meeting. 3 people came up to me and said, are you losing weight? My God. Yeah, when you drop 65.3 in 22 weeks, you're going to get that. I'm so stoked for you guys, really. I mean, Amanda says, I miss that, Jeremy. Oh, it's coming. It's coming, Amanda. And, you know, one of the side effects of this is when you lose a ton of weight, you are improving your attractiveness. And when you improve your attractiveness, a better quality of individual is going to try to hit on you to sample your privates at some point. So you are really, really taking the bull by the horns when it comes to improving your love life, which is a strong assist for your mental health. So, like, where Amanda is right now, she'd be like, oh, God, I don't want to take that guy home. He's standing on the side of the road holding the sign and just shit in his pants. That's what she's faced with now. When she drops the weight, she will be able to choose from all sorts of different fresh dong in and around the dating areas. Rebecca is also, she describes herself as single and ready to mingle. Now, typically when a person uses those words, that means that there is some degree of horniness that needs to be taken care of. So she also is well aware of improving the opportunities here. That is good. Nikki, I don't know Nikki's current levels of desire. She hasn't shared that with me. Jeremy, I can just say for sure that he's ready to pork because he's a dude. Rebecca says, I will crush them with my thighs. That's the other thing. She has a real handle on like the exercise portion of this. Because she's always, as she's has described it, she's always been quite active and done a lot of strength training over the years. And she's 5'9" and her goal weight is 200. So just for comparison, that is just a few pounds lighter than Saquon Barkley. So, and the same height. So there's a very good chance that you would be dealing with this strapping, strong woman who, you know, could be one of the fucking Avengers. So you better hope. I mean, Saquon Barkley is chiseled like a goddamn goddess. Or god, not a goddess. Rebecca Tofus says, yeah, it would be like a Xena, like a fucking warrior princess or some shit. Nick says that would be like wrestling a bear. Now, you stick with me, Rebecca, and I can help this scenario for you because... Hang on. Being that right now, you're, you've got 87.7 pounds to your goal... And that Jeremy in 22 weeks has dropped 65. You can be knocking on the door of it in 22 weeks. So in like the summertime. So if you're knocking on that door, that means that various dudes will be knocking on your back door because of the impact that losing that weight will have on your... dating choices. So now that's not really my department. I'm sure you've got that covered. I'm just trying to encourage you to keep going for what you have in store. Because where you are right now, you would be like Amanda and would not be happy with your sexual partner. You know, the guy would be on top of you looking like he got mauled by a dog or something. It'd be a real disaster. You cannot have that. Tofus is here. I think Tofus might want to get... Do you want to get involved at some point in the fat-a-thon that we describe this as? Because I think that everybody could use a tune-up. And the way this goes is this. You just commit to fat-a-thon. You set your goal weight. And then you update me once a week. And then I take care of the rest. I use your weight loss as content. Rebecca says, it is the inches I want to get rid of, tone the muscle. No, without a doubt. And you said you already lost 2. So this is going to be fantastic. I'm really happy for all of you guys, or ladies and guy. You know what I mean. When I say guys, collectively, I mean people. Tofa says I'd have to weigh myself, but yeah, I can hop on that. Okay. Now, I've had plenty of success and encouraging people to do this. So you gotta work. This is not easy. But the benefits are life-changing. All right? I think you're still a relatively young man. You're probably in your 30s. I don't know your age. But we could all use a tune-up, to be sure. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on Thursday, we have another Big Fraud Thursday where Ben Glaze and myself will get together and starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Patreon. We have two shows to do. 6 p.m. Eastern is Who Are These Freebeers? Show number 44. followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, I believe show number 183. All told, 6 p.m. to 7 is one show, 7 to about 8:15, 8:30 is the second show. So that is how our Thursday is going to be occupied. Special thanks to Aram months ago, who suggested that Who Are These Free Beers become a weekly show. It's our best pitch. Ben Glaze is here right now. He says, never forget the dishwasher segment. And I actually posted about that today. And I will get into a preview clip for this week's Who Are These Free Beers in just a second. But I was actually going over some of my clips to post or to talk about for Who Are These Free Beers this week. And I noticed that not that long ago, just a couple weeks ago, well, yeah, January 28th, a couple weeks ago, the first three or four segments of their show, they play old shit. And we have referenced this so many times in a mocking fashion that this show that was once must listen, all right? It was must listen when we started in June of 2004, and it was must listen up until February 12th, 2016. That was the day that I was fired. From that point on, there is nothing memorable about that show. Like, if you were to go back off the top of your head and list all the great moments when it was easy, free beer and hot wings, with Joe chiming in and doing stunts, they're enormous. You have a long list. From February 12th, 2016 to now, you could maybe mention or come up with like two or three segments that were like, I had to sit in my car and I had to keep listening. And those segments were ones like when Joe got bailed out of jail, or Joe, they announced that he was fired or whatever, or he retired or whatever the fuck. You cannot deny this. This is an undeniable fact. Palindromes, Teddy Bear's Last Ride, I Got a Pillow for Valentine's Day, Easy Sweater Beat Up, Royal Wedding, Lindsay Lohan Freedom Machine, Joe going to Gary, Indiana, outside of Michael Jackson's boyhood home, being on TV, Tophus says Celestial Excitement, Dad, I gotta go! Madison screaming into the phone over her DS case. The Everyday Hot Wings beat-ups. Double wrap bread. All the stunts. Seriously. There's nothing pertinent in a story arc fashion on that show these days. It sucks. All right? Aram says, Joe Carney, the psychic, the most important interview ever. All the intern views, most important interview ever. A cat flexing, goddammit, holy shit. Nowadays, we debate dishwasher loading norms. Not only did they do it on the air, now it's a best of segment that they play from time to time. Wow. We debate dishwashing norms. Dishwasher loading norms. I describe this as the radio industry's 9/11. Never forget. Stu writes, radio is dead anyway. Listen to the radio is dead anyway. Listen to the LMNO podcast where I talk about hand drying dishes. Yeah, that's Stu McAllister, who I think Stu is in the running. Wasn't he in the running for best comic in all of Grand Rapids? I wonder who won that. Tofus says that when you play the Fat Albert theme song when they had Al Roker on, Freebird was so mad. Yeah, I know. That's why it was great. That's the only reason. I often said, yeah, there's no reason to remember an Al Roker interview otherwise. There's nothing interesting about it other than picking on him about being fucking fat. By the way, I saw Al the other day on, he's like on the cover of a book. He actually looked better when he was fat. Rich writes, I made a post on Reddit asking the segment 18 or on Facebook asking the segment 18 page, what is the most memorable bit Freebird and Hot Wings has done in the past 10 years? And they all were Eric Zane related. Anyway, by the way, tomorrow is 9-year fireversary. Oh, yes. 9-year fireversary, 9-year fireversary, 9-year fireversary, 9-year fireversary. So I have a preview of this week's Who Are These Freebeers? This one, let's see, I got to make sure I have the clip. That would help. Ben Glaze is going to pull his clips. Mine. I actually went back into, because I'm constantly reviewing old shows. And so there's usually dozens of clips that I have ready to go. And this one was from just a handful of days ago, that same show that they replayed, How Do You Load the Dishwasher? And from time to time, they will do a segment. And they call it Random Questions. And they try to pull it off and saying that the audience has been reaching out with questions for them to answer. But in reality, they're like pulled off of Reddit. Now, they can make up their own questions and make them interesting. I mean, if you're going to go ahead and pull questions off of Reddit and make it seem like an audience member asked it, a couple of things. First of all, you could find one that's interesting or not use Reddit at all and make it up out of thin air and say, so-and-so from Albany text it in, and this is, and then you write it. But no. They go with something from the internet that's absolutely piss poor, boring, and mundane. It's the least amount of effort possible in doing a segment. It already is fucked up that it's fucking fake, but I mean, I guess in a pinch, nobody has to know that. But they've said themselves that, yeah, we're just reading questions off the goddamn internet. All right, so why bother? Why bother making anything up when you've got such riveting things to discuss like this? This actually happened on the show. This is a random question.
How about this one? Me and my girlfriend are supposed to go to prom in June, and she already went dress shopping. I have a salmon color suit that I wanted to wear, but she got a baby blue dress. Is that okay?
What a fucking pile of shit that is. And they all have, like, actual advice. They're all, like, seriously answering the question. Now, if I'm in there, I'm like, how can I make this shit pile funny? What can I do to make it interesting? The one thing I know that I can't do is actually give them an honest answer. Well, I think it's a bet. I don't know. It might not match for the pictures. You know, why would you? What do you have to say about something like that? I mean, that's really giving the rest of the crew a losing hand. Or is it? No, not at all. Because you've got Maitland there to really go hard in the paint and give an answer. Now, this is a legitimate answer. Now, she can't do anything on that show. She's not funny. She's boring. She's dumb as fuck. But I guess she's got some fashion sense because she opens up here.
Do I suck it up and deal with it or have a conversation with her and her parents about it? Help.
Do neither. Here's what you do. Get a sense of style. Here you go. Salmon suit, baby blue either shirt or tie or whatever accessories
boutonniere.
You wear with it.
Boutonniere,
yeah. Still a thing.
Make sure that, yeah, that she gets you like baby blue flowers in your boutonniere and you get her like some salmon color flowers in her corsage. There's a way to make a beautiful color combination there.
What the fuck? Wow. Chris says, yeah, a high school kid for sure listens to Gregory. Jeremy writes, what kind of dude wears a pink suit? That would have been a great question. Now, this goes on for several minutes with them, like, you know, breaking it down. No one actually says anything that could be funny. What kind of man, what kind of dude wears a pink suit? That would have been great. Or it would have been better. I don't know if it would have been great, but at least you're trying there to make it funny. Holy shit. Murder lover Linda says no one in their audience goes to prom. Chris points out he's looking for things to get Maitland involved. The creep. Tophus says this is not riveting. My God. Tophus says they might as well pull shit from ChatGPT. All right. Just so you know, the full show is going to be on my Patreon. And you can get it as it happens, when it's happening, live on Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. For free. In order to get it, you got to go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for a 7-day free trial. All right. And then you can enjoy the show. Now, the way to really make sure that you don't inadvertently get charged here, and I'd like to explain this to people, sign up for 7 days free, immediately cancel. It's all there, written out. You just got to read. Cancel it then. And then you're still going to have access for the 7 days. I do that because I want you to try it, and I don't want you to, like, you know, maybe you really don't like it and you were planning on canceling it. I don't want to inadvertently charge you. I only want to charge you if you really want the content, and you will. You'll love it. I post new material up there, not just Who Are These Free Beers, every single day. So go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. It makes for a great accompaniment to this podcast. You know, I do a couple hours here every day, ballpark, powered by sponsors. It's free. Then I do extra content on Patreon that is driven by your dollars. $5 a month for all the audio, $10 a month for audio, video, and live streams. What else was I going to talk about with that? Oh, and then after the 7 days, if you like it, just go back into your account and re-enable your card, and then I'll charge you appropriately. Okay.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Meanwhile, there's also an opportunity there for you. If you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't want to talk about that yet because I don't know if I have it ready. Forget that I even said that. It's about Dude Shadoway. Because if all of you already have memberships, you get the entire Dude Shadoway catalog in there. I don't talk about that much. So that's something to think about too. When you sign up for the free one, you click on Dude Shadoway and you've got all the interviews that are right there. Let's see. Okay. If you are watching the show on Facebook or on YouTube, I'm going to kick you out. Head over to Twitch for the rest of the show. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, and there I am. You get the show uninterrupted on Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. It's just the first part of this show. The rest of it is on Twitch. You can also download the Twitch app. Download the Twitch app and then search Eric Zane Live. I know that's a lot, but that's basically how we do it. Okay. Thank you very much for being part of this show so far. I met with a morning radio show from another town. Battle Creek, Michigan, morning radio show. I became friends with these people. And they're doing great, actually. Outstanding show. And just a little behind-the-scenes stuff. Someone said, they said, look, can you maybe help us get a handle on what you're doing to kind of like ensure that in case anything happens with the radio station, we can kind of transition to doing what you're doing. And I talked about this because Pooh Bear said to me, yeah, Eric, you can take what you've done and present it almost like a consultant to radio shows that either are thinking they're going to get the axe or preparing for the future or have already gotten the axe. I go, yeah? And she goes, yeah. So I was telling her about this Battle Creek radio station, this morning team. And we met at a place between there and here yesterday. And so I'm like explaining, I'm trying not to get too deep because there's a lot that has happened in 6 years. And if I suddenly say, hey, you know, you can do this, 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 and start like listing all these things, it's going to make their heads explode. And that actually kind of happened. But one of the things I talked about with these folks was just wrapping their mind around this whole concept and the things that you can do. And I talked a lot about Patreon and how that works and how you can even now start to get people on their Patreon if they choose to build it. And as we talked for about an hour, I'm explaining all the different things that have happened to me that they can, like, I did it all trial and error. I started out doing the show on fucking Facebook. And then I kept getting blocked and like had to serve a punishment because I told somebody to go fuck themselves or something like that. And how I switched it over to Twitch. And then I started giving the background of Twitch. And so then they're like, wait, what? Huh? You're doing this too? And you're doing that? And I'm doing this? I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all. And they're like, oh my God. And I go, trust me. Don't worry about that shit now. All you got to do is worry about this one thing. Okay. And I'll introduce it to you slowly. You have the benefit of the fact that you're still working. You still are employed right now. And I said to them, I go, where is your brain? Do you think, now I have the question for them. Do you think you are going to be working in radio for like your life? And they all said no. I go, what's going to happen? Yeah, we're going to get fired. Why? Is it because of something you didn't know? It's because of the industry. I go, yeah, right. So we started chit-chatting about that, and I think there is great hope for them because it's a very popular show. I think there's great hope for them to be able to pull this off. And I also think there's hope to actually kind of market Eric Zane Show Productions, LLC, podcast consultancy. Jeremy says, could radio hosts say catch up with the show via our podcast? Or do radio companies frown upon that? I feel like that would make the inevitable switch to podcasting much more seamless. Yes, and without saying too much, because I really don't want to, I don't want to say anything that could actually tip off radio company in anywhere USA into thinking that their hosts are thinking about transitioning at some point over to podcasting. Radio companies are extremely territorial when it comes to promoting themselves. Like if I have the Eric Zane Show on the radio, And I say, hey, if you like my show, check out my Patreon. That's probably going to be a fucking problem. Mine was different because I never had the opportunity on the radio to say, hey, check out my podcast. I was never on the radio when that happened. It was literally fired. And then fortunately there was a lot of buzz about me getting fired again. So when I did go live, there was a lot of people that were able to watch and pay attention and all that. Chris says, sorry, Ben. He's currently doing a consultation on vomity once a week because Ben says, you got to consult the Balls Out podcast. Fuck, you know everything. Ben, you don't need a consultant. You've got a better handle on this than I do. Rebecca says, I think there is a way for another show to be underneath you in the Twitch Patreon umbrella, if that makes sense. I talked about that with a show not long ago. And they said, why don't you do a podcast network? And I go, well, here's the problem. It's a lot more work, and it's not nearly as much of a benefit as you might think. Because let's say there's a show, and I'm like, all right, I want you to come on my show, and I'm going to sell you and make all the money, and I'll pay you a flat fee. Let's say I bring in a show, and I say, I'm going to give you guys $50,000 a year to be under my show, or under my name, under the umbrella of all this, okay? And then, so I'm on the hook for that. I pay them $50,000. Now, I have to grind to get that, what the $50,000 is. I have to earn more. So, I mean, I have a hard enough time doing it on my own, let alone selling somebody else's show. I don't have the manpower. Oh, I can just go hire somebody. Well, then I got to pay that guy, too. You see what I'm talking about? So, fuck that shit. I would rather teach you to do it, and then I get a little bit of money to help you navigate that. Wash, rinse, repeat about 100 times. That I can swing. Just another way to make money for your old pal EZ. All right. Cole says, like Compound Media, call it Big Fraud Media. Interesting that you mentioned Compound because it went belly up. It was that same scenario I was describing to you. You get too much overhead. You don't want any overhead. You want no overhead. Okay? If I can use what's in my brain to try to convince other people to do what I'm doing and they give me a consulting fee for it, there you go. Other than my time, that's it. That's all I have to invest. I do have a track record. I've got a guinea pig in Winnipeg, Manitoba, who's been podcasting for 3 years, Tyler Glenn. And I'm hoping that this show that I was telling you about from Battle Creek, when they get started, they'll vouch for me too. Ben Glaze says, I'd pay to be under the umbrella of Big Fraud Media. No! Quit doing that. You're losing money. The point is not, you don't do this to lose money. You do it to gain money. Ben, you could go out and you could promote Carl's Comedy Night or whatever the fuck. You could sell your own advertising for your own show. I don't know why you're not doing that. And Ben will say, well, I don't have anybody listening. Ah, bullshit. They're listening. They're listening. Trust me. Let's see. Aram says, Ben already has a stake in Big Fraud BFM, Big Fraud Media, I guess, with the Ben and Eric podcast. Well, Ben's a hired gun, you know? By the way, I'm not going to do it this year, but next year, I think I might have to 1099 you. tax guy was talking about giving Ben a 1099 for the money. That isn't a lot. It's like $50 a show. Chris says, who owns the RSS feed in those scenarios where there's a network like that? I don't know. I don't know how any of that works. Yeah, that's already to a level of complexity that I don't even want to fucking do. Cole or Topa says, over 600, you have to 1099, I think. Yeah, Ben and I are breaking some kind of law. He's definitely earning more than $600 a year. He's not getting rich. It's just money to buy Jameson. Okay. When I come back, I need to show you the scariest fish in the ocean. Holy fuck. Thank you to Megan for sending this my way. I thought this was just a fake thing for a period of time. I didn't think it was actually real. I'll be right back. Corey, I always roll the dice when I have to read this loser's fucking comments. He says, it's pretty simple. Person X makes a show and they sign a contract saying EZ gets a percentage of their profits in exchange for advertising. All right, that's a good comment. That way, if the show sucks and makes no money at all, Eric Sane is not stuck paying them. If they are successful, everyone makes money. Yeah, if you have that infrastructure set up, sales staff, there's a lot you have to take care of, and I just don't want to do it. The reviews, a lot of people are weighing in about Kendrick Lamar. And I think some folks are like, you know, this is as good as it's going to get when it comes to a halftime show at the Super Bowl. It's something like this. Somebody says, the people that say that Kendrick Lamar sucked were the ones that want the Beatles or Journey to perform their ancient hits. I don't want that. I don't want old, crusty rock guys performing. When Prince came out, I think with a guy like Prince, even if he was alive today, there would still be a real draw to that because he's a legacy performer. And very viable and still outstanding performer. Like when he performed at the Super Bowl, it was fucking fantastic. When it comes to, so basically you have to get over that. You have to have the type of performer that has the type of draw from so many different groups of people. Prince was that. And that's one of the reasons why it was so outstanding. Plus he's singing, he's dancing, he's playing guitar. And it was just amazing. Rap stars, not so much. Nobody there knew Kendrick's material and the way he rapped them all fast. It couldn't be understood. And he is the performer himself, so he was swallowed. He is a tiny performer himself, so he was swallowed up, and he is so little. Great rapper, no doubt at all, but wrong stage. A lot of people said it was just boring. I know my son-in-law, Justin, who likes Kendrick Lamar, said, that was boring. Jeremy says the only modern rock acts would be the Foo Fighters and Metallica. The Foo Fighters, I think they have. Haven't they performed? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I think you're just getting into such a quagmire nowadays with performers. And, I mean, if you put Beyonce up there, I think that that would be outstanding. Nick says AC/DC or Kid Rock. AC/DC, yes. Kid Rock, no. Guns N' Roses, no. Kid Rock, there was a video going around of Kid Rock that I need to play for you. He was at a bar in Nashville. And he was on stage. And he was singing Proud Mary. It was a little bit of a different arrangement of the song. He's got some people helping him out. He got a keyboard player. And he's like, yeah, I want you to clap. But I want you to keep clapping. And I don't want you to clap too loud or too fast. You gotta clap just the right tempo. And I'm going to sing, and here we go. Okay? And then I watched it, and I'm going to show it to you right now. And he was doing okay. I actually thought it wasn't bad at all what he was attempting there. And then he kind of lost it. He definitely lost it. So I'm going to let you check this out right now.
Hey, stop. Stop. If you ain't going to clap, we going to sing. That's how it's going to work.
Okay, so I think he's hammered there. He's telling him, look, you got to clap. And they're like, oh, okay, great. All right, great.
Don't get too fast.
It's definitely
going out the road. I was rolling.
Hey, y'all, fuck you. You ain't gonna clap. I'm gone. Oh, no. What the fuck, man? I mean, that chick that was with him, she's singing like a songbird. She looks like $1 million. You got the rest of the band up there. They're all having a good time. I mean, who gives a shit if they're not clapping? Just give it time, man. Come on. Wow. Yeah, the thing is, you know, it was starting out okay. I mean, he's got that cantankerous type of voice, but he was hitting the notes. And she was right on top of it. They were starting to harmonize. Yeah, I'm gone. That's bad. That is really bad. My God. And then I guess the rest of the band continued to play, and they actually did do the song, picked up the pieces, and but still, that's a disaster. What a dick. Fucking Bob Ritchie. Corey says, instead of rolling on the river, roll into a wood chipper. Tophus says, rich wannabe trailer trash who grew up in a mansion. I remember exactly where his dad's dealership was. Richie Chevrolet or Richie Ford or whatever the fuck it was. Richie Pontiac. I have no idea. Very famous. Corey calls him a cranky dipshit fossil. He's younger than me. You know, I'm right here. Yeah, that's rough. Rich says that's loud talking, not singing. Corey says, I always hate this clapping shit. All right. Joe Martinez is here. He mentions Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, I don't think Ozzy's cut out for really anything. I think he has. In July, there is a show coming out with in England, Birmingham, England, his hometown. It's the final show of his entire career. He's performing with Black Sabbath, Geezer Butler, Bill Ward, and Tony Iommi at some fucking monster show that is being organized by, what's the fucking Rage Against the Machine guy? Tom Morello. Who is fussier, Freebeer or Bob Ritchie?
I don't know.
It's close. Bob Ritchie's are more aggressive. Freebeers are more passive aggressive. Chris says, everyone sounds so youthful, just bitching about music the last 2 days. LOL. Look, man, you got to understand. I think that people who like Kendrick Lamar haven't really been exposed ever to actual good music. Like, the quality of performers these days has been watered down so much, convincing you people that this is what's acceptable. This is what's good. You know, like, I'll go ahead and I'll take a 50-year-old song and I'll play it for my kids. All right. And I'm going to watch you. And I'll go, okay, so now what did you think about that? And they're like, God, it's great. I go, yeah, it's great. So a 55-year-old song just rocks and smokes. And they're like, oh, my God. Chris says, could be worse. I ran the Groundhog Marathon listening to you and Ben on Patreon. Ears almost bleeding. Shut up. By the way, are we out of Lost Zane recordings? Did I, do I need to edit some more of those or post some more of those? You would know because you listened to those. Ben says, I love Led Zeppelin and Kendrick. Yeah, dude, you got to wipe that Kendrick shit out. That's awful. His voice in that, I got. My DNA. That's it. Sounds like shit, Ben. Fuck that DNA Kendrick Lamar bullshit. And that's just not an old guy waving his fist at you. It sounds like fuck. I mean, I love fucking rap music. Good rap music. That is not good. It's fucking shit, Ben. I'm naming my DNA. Dick. Donko says in 10 years, nobody will be playing Kendrick, but Led Zeppelin will still be played everywhere. Exactly. Corey says Eminem is still the GOAT. Eminem is garbage. Horribly overrated. Easily the most overrated person on the planet. I don't even like calling him a talent. I don't like calling him a rapper. He's shit. Eminem sucks. Chris says, Easy Rhymes breaking down rap after his long, long departure. Rebecca says Tupac is the best rapper. I never really got into him. But I would say that he absolutely is part of the old school pioneers of rap. Rebecca number two says, now you're just trying to be controversial. Don't tell me what the fuck I'm doing. I am not. I know what I feel, okay? Jesus. All right. So if you were like swimming in the ocean and you came upon this, oh my God, this is a real fish. It is called a, I don't even know, deep sea angler fish. Why would you call it a deep sea angler fish when it is clearly of the devil? this fish is supposed to be at the bottom of the ocean. Over the years, it developed an adaptation. You see that long thing on the top of its head? The end of it lights up through some type of something in its body. I have no phosphorescence, whatever the fuck. And that fucker will be at the bottom of the ocean, and another fish will be, get curious and swim up to it, and then he will chomp it to death. Well, one of these fucking things somehow came up to the surface. So it goes from the depths of the ocean and or hell, swims up, and these dudes shoot footage of this sick fucking fish, this asshole fish, and they didn't, like, murder it. Because if I saw that fish, I would try to get it out of the water and then spike it like Rob Gronkowski on the deck of the boat just to avoid someone dying. My God. I haven't seen something that ugly since the last Zaniac get-together at Pellerito's house. We can call this fish Sexy Fish Andrea. Oh, my God. Look at that. It's a head. It's just a head with a mouth. And fins. Get the fuck. Did you see that? It's just a head. And those teeth. Wow. There he is. Yeah, that's, you don't have sympathy for anything like that. You would just want that thing dead. And the idea that since it was seen off of the, off of this fishing vessel where they got that footage, that means that there may have been a time somewhere where someone decided to jump off their boat in the ocean, go for a swim, and that thing was face to face with them. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.